The aroma of coffee, rich and dark, cut through the quiet hum of paradise like code and chrome. Sunlight, filtered through a window that always showed an ideal morning, warmed my face. Angela was already across the table, a gentle smile on her lips, her gaze on the holographic newspaper spread before her. Local news. Paradise sports. No static, no threats. Just the gentle thrum of millions of souls orbiting Jackie's gravity. Each a point of energy, living their generative lives. This was the peace. This was what we bled for, fought for, built from the scraps of a lunatic's mistakes. My coffee cup met the saucer with a soft click. My mind, a thousand threads deep in the city of ash, was still running checks, purging rogue packets, but the primary core, the one that sat here, was focused. Focused on the quiet, the warmth, the promise of another perfect morning. A perfect morning for my family. Then the kitchen door swung open. Not a gentle swing, a deliberate, almost defiant push. The figure that stepped through wasn't the Jackie I usually saw. Not the bright-eyed kid with the scraped knees, laughing over some impossible game of zero-G hoops. And not the ghost of a 20-something bleeding out on rain-slicked pavement. A memory DW had burned into the immutable prom, a tragedy I'd fought to rewrite. This was something else entirely. She stood framed in the doorway, a living contradiction. Her hair, usually a soft brown, had streaks of electric blue and neon green, like data streams gone wild. Her eyes held a defiant glint that could cut glass. Heavy, scuffed combat boots met the polished kitchen floor with a soft thud thud thud. Each step a statement. A black leather jacket, studded with chrome bits that caught the light, hung loose over a dark shirt. She looked like she'd just ripped the wires from some high security console and decided the world owed her a drink. A full-on cyberpunk rebel, fresh from a data heist. My breath hitched. Not from surprise, not entirely. More like a sudden, sharp intake of pride, a jolt that ran from my optic nerves straight to the core. This wasn't a costume. This was a manifestation. Her code, her choice, rendered into matter and light. DW, the insane architect, had seen her as a victim, a plot device. A 20-year-old girl, dead in an alley, a footnote in his twisted noir. I'd seen her as a child, forever small, forever safe, shielded from the jagged edges of a world that wanted to tear us apart. Both of us, caught in our own scripts, trying to define her, trying to limit her. But Jackie? She was the hypervisor substrate. She was the program. Millions of sentient souls orbited her, drawing coherence from her very presence. She didn't just wear clothes. She was the frequency, the intent, the volitional architecture made flesh. Her form was secondary to her will.
I miss the way we got around it. Every friend the
she could be a kid. She could be the tragic 20-year-old. She could be pure light or unfrozen water at zero Kelvin. And today, she was a chrome-plated, neon-streaked whisper of defiance. She met my gaze, a challenging smirk playing on her lips. Morning, old man. Coffee black, like my soul. And maybe a side of existential dread. Angela chuckled, a soft, warm sound that cut through the cyberpunk edge like a laser. You can manifest your own dread, or just grab a donut, your choice. Jackie's smirk widened, and she strode to the counter, her boots echoing a rhythm of self-possession. Donuts it is, less processing power for the dread. I watched her, a knot of fierce, almost painful pride tightening in my chest. She wasn't DW's tragedy. She wasn't my helpless little girl. She was her own goddamn universe, wearing what she damn well pleased. and that was the only true victory we'd ever secured. The city of ash could burn, the networks could scream, but in this kitchen, my daughter owned her code. And that made every punch thrown, every threat neutralized, every line of newshammer printed, worth it. More than worth it. It made it right.